If you are a woman going to work in Michigan, you will average 73 cents for every dollar made by a man. So says the American Association of University Women. Their just released study finds Michigan ranks 7th among the states and the District of Columbia in the wage gap between men and women. Joining me now to dig into this is the president of the American Association of University Women in Michigan. Welcome to Janet Watkins.
Thank you for having me.
When the report says Michigan ranks 7 in the nation, is that list beginning with the best or the worst? Because I guess it could either be not so bad news or really bad news for women workers, depending on what it means to be 7th in the nation.
It's, unfortunately, it's really bad news. Michigan is down at the bottom with other states like Wyoming, and unfortunately, has a lot to do with a number of factors. Mm-hmm. Michigan is a manufacturing state.
Sure.
And so jobs typically for, and from a historical standpoint, have been dominated by men. Mm-hmm. 75% of men dominate the manufacturing jobs in the state. And so that means that fewer women had opportunity to enter into job industries where wages were higher. And with the economy having been what it has been over the past few years, the wage gap that has persisted since 1970, and let me just say this now, that we have made progress. In 1970, it was 59 cent, and we have steadily increased over the years, but it has stalled nationally at 77 cent. And in Michigan, unfortunately, it's down to 73.
And what has it taken to get it moved up from where it was when it was so low? Was that just a lot of campaigning? Was that a lot of reeducating? What did it take?
It has taken a lot of advocacy, public policy work on the part of the American Association of University Women, but along with other like-minded organizations who have pressed for closing the gap. The wage gap exists. It exists no matter what, across all groups. And unfortunately, the impact of the gap is much harder on women. In 1963, 50 years ago, the Equal Pay Act was passed, signed by President Kennedy, and that went a long way towards prohibiting discrimination based on sex in the workplace with regards to wages. But that is not a marker for celebration.
Okay.
It is a marker that says we still have a lot of work to do.
What did that act actually mandate?
It mandated that employers could not, no longer, base their wages and what they paid their employees based on sex, gender, race, ethnicity.
All right. But here we are.
Here we are.
Talking about the fact that a woman worker in Michigan is going to average 73 cents for every dollar the men get.
Absolutely.
In what industries in Michigan do we find, Janet Watkins, that the wage gap is most prominent?
Well, of course, it's most prominent in manufacturing.
Sure. But manufacturing is certainly having its struggles and losing ground.
Absolutely.
Yes
it is. Now, another thing to note is because Michigan has been a union state, wages have often been pumped up by the unions because they have to adhere to their own union regulations that men and women have to be paid at the same levels. Mm-hmm. So that has often helped non-union workers with regards to their own wages. But in recent times, with the economy and changes at the public policy level, we are seeing changes. And it's unfortunate when you think of things like right to work and the impact that that may and will, in fact, have.
Give us a sense from where you sit as the president of the American Association of University Women in Michigan. Janet, what effect do you envision this having on the wage gap?
Well, it's only going to make it worse. Right to work is going to hurt women and minorities much, much more because, again, unions typically bring up wages. The impact probably won't be felt immediately, but over time it will put women further back and into poverty.
Now, backers will say you're free to join a union and take advantage of what a union can offer.
That's absolutely true in a unionized shop. Mm-hmm. But when you start talking about it, women make up 60% of the pink collar jobs. Mm-hmm. That opportunity is not available to them. So right to work will only continue to push down on their wages.
Well, when we talk about, you had mentioned health and education. And for example, in education, we do see unions, teachers' unions.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And again, when we look at the data in our research, we find that even in some of the areas in which women dominate, mm-hmm. men are still being paid more even in those particular fields. So, for example...
Yes, give me an example here.
In the wage gap in the 10 most common occupations for women who are working full-time, mm-hmm. and this information is according to the Institute on Women and Public Policy Research, all occupations in these common areas, men's median weekly earnings is $824 versus a woman's weekly earnings of $669. So now you're looking at a gap of 81.2%.
In that occupation was again?
This is all occupations.
Okay, in all occupations.
Now take a specific occupation, mm-hmm. secretaries and administrative assistants.
Okay.
Men's median weekly earnings, $725. Women, $657.
Why? Why is that? In 2013, why do we see that for the same job that a man will bring home $725, a woman $657?
Well, we've been working hard to determine why that is. Mm-hmm. We have done research to control for all of the areas in which this could cause a wage gap, education, choice of occupation, going into the field that you majored in. And with all of the controls for those specific areas, we still continue to see this persistent gap. Some of it has to do with perception. I believe that HR and employers perceive men as heads of household, and therefore they need more money.
This is not Mad Men in 1962. That's what I'm, it's stunning to me. This is 2013.
I agree with you because, again, women who are heads of household, mm-hmm. And more women every day are heading up households, and not only with households with families, children, but elder care. Many women are taking care of extended families. So, again, when you look at the disparity and the tendency to want to pay men more money and not take into consideration that we're all in the same marketplace,
yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
So, Janet, talk about the effect on minorities of this gender gap.
Well, the pay gap for minorities, Hispanic and African-American women, is even larger. African-American women make 60 cent on the dollar versus their white male counterpart. And then Hispanic women are making even less at 56 cent on the dollar. And over time, when you look at the numbers, we're talking anywhere from a loss of $200,000 over, let's say, a 40-year period to as much as $2 million if you are an educated, college-educated mm-hmm. woman. So it is really imperative that we find ways to close that gap because it has an impact not only on the people that are affected by it, but of course it also affects everyone else in the community.
We've been talking with the president of the American Association of University Women in Michigan, Janet Watkins, fighting to close that wage gap between men and women. Thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you so much, Cynthia, for having me.